February 1st is the date of the next snow survey, and water managers say unless California sees significant rain or snow, a drought proclamation is expected. Paul Fujitani with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says federal reservoir levels keep dropping.
Most of our reservoirs are way down for this time of year. They're all well under what we have seen for the past 15 years.
Craig McNamara, president of the Board of Food and Agriculture, says it's a grim scenario for farmers.
What I think it means, particularly in the San Joaquin Valley, is the fallowing of possibly 300 to 500,000 acres. That's an area that spans almost 700 square miles.
That wouldn't just hurt farmers, but also farm workers. California Agriculture Secretary Karen Ross says that was made abundantly clear during the last drought.
We saw it in 2009 with much more demand for food bank assistance, for rental assistance, and what it did to the businesses in those small towns, it has a big ripple effect, and it's happening in some of our most stressed counties, and that's the part that worries me the most.
Water agencies are also worried. Jason Peltier with the Westlands Water District says he's telling water users that they should brace for a 0% water allocation.
If I sound apocalyptic, it's because we have an obligation to plan for and expect the worst case scenario. We can't hope for better conditions and operate that way.
A drought proclamation would make it easier to relax water quality standards and streamline water transfers. But some water districts say conditions are so dry, even finding water to transfer might be difficult. Amy Quinton, Capital Public Radio News.